SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Did you know that distance and physical barriers, especially common in larger or multi-story homes, can reduce the strength of your Wi-Fi signal and slow down your internet? For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.
You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Coming up, inflation eases, but businesses passing on rising costs and the space economy still on investors' lips. All of that and more next. Hi everyone, welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast for this Wednesday, the 27th of May 2026, a day where the Australian share market rose. It follows today's softer than expected inflation report. We'll have the details soon with Niv Dagan from Peak Asset Management. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. We go into more detail of the top consumer finance and market news stories covered during On The Money on SBS World News. But first, the Bureau of Statistics says the headline inflation rate eased from an annual rate of 4.6% to 4.2% in April, but a lot of that had to do with the government's temporary halving of the fuel excise. Strip that out and the trimmed mean rose from 3.3% to 3.4%, which is above the RBA's 2% to 3% target. For more, I spoke with Sunny Nguyen, Head of Australia Economics at Moody's Analytics. Sunny, first of all, how would you describe the broader inflationary environment?
Ricardo, I think this spring in particular pulls us into two different directions. We have the headline falling, but that was only because of the fuel excise cut and not because inflation is actually cooling. If we strip that out, the RBA's favorite gauge of inflation, which is the trimmed mean measure, actually edged up from 3.3% to 3.4%. We have genuine relief at the pauser, but it's actually masking an underlying price pressure that is still quite firm in Australia.
Yeah, so let's take a closer look at that fuel price, right? Because the government says the cut to its fuel excise took some of the sting out of price pressures from the Middle East conflict. So is that true? Because it's still nearly 24% higher than where it was back in February.
Absolutely, Ricardo. It took the sting out of the headline number, but not actually out of the household budget. So we have petrol at the pump, as you put it, nearly a quarter higher than before the conflict. And the excise cut, we just hide it in the monthly figure. And also the cut is only temporary. When the discount, unwinds in July, the relief reverses and it will flow straight back into prices and into the cost of living. So I would like to think of it as a cosmetic fix, and not a permanent cure. The pressure from the conflict is still very much here.
Okay, let's talk more about the pressure from the conflict, because we're seeing that trim mean rise to 3.4%, as you mentioned earlier. That's above the RBA's target band of 2% to 3%. What's driving it, and where exactly are we now seeing the price pressures?
It's above target for sure, and it's the gauge that the RBA will act on, so it really matters. But there are two things here that we have to consider. First of all, it only edged up, so 3.3 to 3.4, that's not a huge jump. And it's actually still running below the RBA's own forecast for the June quarter. Granted, we still have 2 months to go, so we have to watch and see. And also what's pushing it is, what I call made in Australia, homegrown services, medical costs in particular, but also housing costs. But the picture here is actually narrowing a little bit. We have rents growing at their slowest in years. And we also will have power bills about to fall from July. So the core inflation is still very firm, but it's concentrated in a few areas and it's not properly accelerating.
Okay, still, are we starting to see businesses pass on these higher costs from the war and fuel to consumers? How and where are they doing it?
Absolutely. We are actually seeing it in black and white, in two places especially. The clearest one is what I mentioned earlier, home building. The ABS said outright that builders are raising their base prices, specifically to pass on fuel surcharges. That's basically businesses naming the conflict as the reason that it's charging more. That's as direct as it gets. And the second one everyone will recognize is postage and parcel delivery, which is went up more than 12% over the year. Again, you know, the ABS pointed straight to higher freight and fuel costs. And the mechanism behind it is actually diesel. Now, petrol, which is the fuel that we all watch at the bowser, that one fell. But diesel jumped 14% in a single month. And that was even with the excise cut, right? So because diesel is the fuel that moves freight and run the construction sites, that's the difference between the first and the second round effect of the fuel prices. So the first round is the fuel price itself. And the second round is when that fuel cost gets backed into the price of everything else that has to be trucked, built, and delivered. So that's the stage that we are now entering.
Okay, so combined with the softer labor force data that we saw last week, that unemployment rate rising to 4.5%, what does it mean for the outlook for interest rates?
I think put together, it points to a hold in June still. We have, you know, softer jobs data. Unemployment went up to 4.5%, you know, after several months staying at 4.3%. We have an employment falling. So that is basically some signal that the tightening that the RBA has been orchestrating is finally biting, and it pulls away the domestic pressure that would justify another immediate hike. And we add that with, you know, the latest wages figures, which have shown some easing, and the wage price spiral that the RBA is fearing just hasn't formed yet. And so the RBA can potentially wait and see. Now beyond June, it generally depends on the full June quarter CPI data. The RBA will watch that and will decide whether or not the underlying inflation is tracking back to target.
That's Sunny Nguyen there from Moody's Analytics. So how did investors react? Well, after trading in the red for much of the morning, the ASX 200 turned positive after the release of the data, closing up 0.7%. Interest rate sensitive stocks did well, like tech player NextDC, up nearly 4%. The miners also did well, the aluminium price hitting a 4-year high. And the market operator, the ASX, tumbled another 10% today after Tuesday's warning about rising tech costs. For more on the day's market moves, I spoke with Niv Dagan from Peak Asset Management. Niv, so what's the market saying is the outlook for interest rates following this inflation result?
Right now, Ricardo, interest rates are sitting at around 4.35%. We're expecting here at Peak Asset Management interest rates to increase twice this year. So we're expecting another 50 basis points rises. But right now, the market is factoring in interest rates to remain on hold in the next meeting.
What does it mean for the rest of the world? We saw New Zealand leave the interest rates on hold, but there's a clear bias to lift in the future. Can the same be said for the US, and does that change anything in the investment world?
Yeah, look, New Zealand's inflation is sitting around 4.5%. America is around 3.8%. So it is still elevated across the board. Obviously, New Zealand kept interest rates on hold. We will be watching very, very closely what's happening with our American counterparts, but we are expecting inflation to increase and interest rates to follow.
Something we've been following over the past few days is space and satellite stocks, right? And they've had another strong night. Are they looking a little beyond earthy now, though?
Look, it's all about the SpaceX IPO. A lot of interest coming through. One of the largest, if not the largest IPO ever recorded, Ricardo. So, look, I mean, the space stocks and the whole space market is really interesting. The whole space sector is inflating, and we're seeing companies like Navitas and Bloom and the whole data center infrastructure plays really at investors' mindset right now.
And finally, what are you telling your clients right now, and where do you see the opportunities for investors?
Yeah, look, we've been speaking to clients over the last week and also a number of fund managers. The market is effectively subdued and cautious. with what's happening, obviously, with CGT, inflation, interest rates rises, and just a little bit uncertainty about how the whole budget impacts innovation and Startup Australia. So we'll be watching that very, very carefully. But investors, we are seeing a bit of tax loss selling across the board and probably well positioned into commodities and defensive stocks as we kick off the new financial year.
That's Niv Dagan there from Peak Asset Management, and he wraps up the podcast for this Wednesday. Give it a like, a review and subscribe if you enjoy it. Don't forget you can watch On The Money during the 6:30 weekday edition of SBS World News on SBS. The podcast returns tomorrow with Stephanie Youssef. It'll drop after the market close, and I will catch you on Monday.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only and should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and it does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decisions. This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. Content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.
Some internet wobbles when things get tough. Ours, rock solid. Built for speed and reliability, and backed by real local experts right here in Australia.
Yep, the kind who actually fix things for you, not just read from a script.
NBN plans begin at just $49.95 per month. T's and C's apply.
Visit leaptel.com.au and leap to better internet today.